The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station. This is Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good morning. Welcome. I am frankly just talked out all week long. Phone call after phone call after email after email. And now it's pretty cool to be able to watch the 2020 Colorado Republican State Assembly live right here on my computer as we interact with you for the next 3 hours. And you think, well, wait a minute, if you're running in that thing and you're a voter in that thing, then why aren't you there? Well, nobody's there. This is a virtual assembly. And just finished the national anthem, the very brief chairman's remarks. And now Christy Burton Brown is up with her vice chairman statement. But all of the voting is online, and the voting stays open until 11:59 p.m. on Monday. So we've really got the next 3 days to vote. If this was a 2 or 3 hour or day-long assembly that required my attendance or I could do anything while I was there, I'd have asked somebody to fill in on the show and I'd be there. But really get the best of both worlds because I'm aware of the resolutions, I'm aware of the candidates, I know pretty much what I'm going to do. And when the show's over, I can just pop open my phone, get on that text app, and go to town with the people that I think would help us continue to turn Colorado around. And I want to be one of those people. Many, many folks who listen to this show are aware that I threw my hat in the ring about 10, 12 days ago for the National Committee Man. I was asked to do it. And part of the reason was that at that time there was no grassroots voice in to oppose the establishment, old guard Republican folks who were talking about or already in that race. And then once I got in the race, man, do you learn a lot about the factions and about the different sides of the debates that go on during election time. The names that I've been called, the misrepresentations about my history, my record, you know, all my work for this president, for the Republican Party prior political activities, whether in, at the ICE Center or the ICE detention facility with Michelle Malkin or on the west steps of the Capitol with Tea Party patriots, all of those things, complete volunteer on my own time using the resources of my family, of my law firm, of the Arapaho Tea Party that I'm so proud to chair. And none of that is paid endeavors. There's no, you're earning a big retirement or something. All it is fighting for your kids. And now for me, for my beautiful baby grandson and the two new grandbabies who are in the hopper and on the way a little bit later this year. So if you want to talk about that, we're going to talk about a lot of other things today. But if you want to talk about what's happening in the Republican Party, what's happening in the Republican Assembly, if you're undecided about who you're going to vote for committee man, I hope that that you'll give me a call, whether it's now during the show or later at 12 o'clock. My cell phone is out there everywhere. My email, rbc4colorado, has been out there. We've got a whole website up, randycorcoran.com. You can see my Trump endorsement letter where the president's campaign contacted me and endorsed me to run as a national delegate in CD6, and I won that race with the most votes from the people who know me best. And so when I decided to accept the invitation to run for committee man, I'm all in. And I'll tell you what, if I get that job, you're going to see some action. Visiting some of these outlying counties and making sure that people in Colorado aren't forgotten by Washington, D.C. But enough of that. Let's do a regular show. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. Fake news in the Denver Post about Cory Gardner. I'll explain in just a moment. I want to give you the lineup in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll be talking with Lauren Boebert. You remember her? Lauren Boebert is the hell no Beto girl who came down when Beto O'Rourke was running his presidential campaign in Aurora. And on a presidential debate, he had said, hell yes, we're going to take your guns. She showed up and said, hell no, you're not. And she took the top line on the primary ballot in Congressional District 2, CD2. She'll be taking on incumbent Scott Tipton. And pretty exciting, top of the ballot. We'll talk to her in about 15, 20 minutes. What do we have scheduled at 10 o'clock? Oh, my goodness. You know why I couldn't remember is because we haven't had him on in so long. This man is supposed to be dead. Kid you not. This man is supposed to be dead. Dr. Gerard Lamiro, author, prognosticator, regular guest on this show back when I was doing 6 to 9 a.m. and filling in for others. Well, I still fill in, but haven't in a while. But this guy's supposed to be dead. Lung cancer, stage 4 lung cancer. And he will tell you the story of how President Donald Trump saved his life. That's at 10 o'clock. We're also going to hear from Jeff Hunt today from the Centennial Institute, a supporter and endorser of mine for the Republican National Committee, man. He is the purveyor, the heir apparent, or not the heir apparent, the heir to the legacy of John Andrews, because he now, and John Andrews, by the way, another supporter of mine for National Committee, man, today. But Jeff Hunt has taken over the running of the Western Conservative Summit. We'll get an update on the status of that, as well as a great piece of his that popped up in Town Hall this morning, and where he talks about the fact that these government stay-at-home orders are fueling the protests that we're seeing around the country and that we will probably see a fairly significant one tomorrow, Sunday, at the Capitol building right here in downtown Denver. So we'll squeeze him in somewhere. We want to talk to Giuliana Day to find out what we need to do to advance the due date, too late, late term, or ban on late term abortion. The Secretary of State's office disregarded a whole bunch of ballots, and we've got to clean those up. We'll have 15 days from the day that Governor Polis lifts those stay-at-home orders, so we'll check in with her as well. And yeah, I think we got a pretty full show. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971, if you'd like to weigh in. You can always use the text-to-studio app. Just go to the 710, well, download the 710 KNUS app, where you can listen to us anywhere, anytime, around the world, on your smartphone. And there's a little button up there that says text-to-studio. We get them instantly. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, we have a lot of fun with some of those texts. And sometimes we have to censor them a little bit. Or you can email me by going to 710knus.com, find Wake Up with Randy Corporon, click the big red button that says, you guessed it, email the show. But before we dig in too hard, get in too deep, let's have a little fun with the front runner, the presidential front runner for the Democrat Party. And I say front runner because does anybody think that Biden is really going to last to November? I mean, can he make it that far? I know Andrew Cuomo continues to say, nope, I am not running for president. But that's what everybody says right up until the minute that the overwhelming demand that I step in because we see a failing Joe Biden. And I just have to do this for my country. I'm not buying any of it. We'll see what happens at their convention and all of it. But Joe Biden, the considered to be the nominee right now. I think I'll continue to refer to him as the front runner because a lot can happen between now and November. But let's remind ourselves just exactly who this guy is.
I promise you, the president has a big stick. But the Taoiseach knows a lot about it. His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul. I got to get this straight.
The number one job facing the middle class, and it happens to be, as Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs, J-O-B-S, jobs.
Chuck Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up, Chuck. Let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much. You can tell I'm new. Good to see you, buddy.
The largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States of America, Barack Obama.
A big effing deal.
Is the time
on national,
to heed
international
timeless
TV.
Advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick, end of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
Oh, God.
I just want you
so
to know.
So embarrassing.
I had permission to hug Lonnie.
They're a little creepy, Joe, weighing in.
I don't know, man.
I know I get criticized. I'm told I get criticized by the new left. I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
Habita, habita, habita. Habita, 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 habita. Yeah, all right. I just, and those are old ones. Those are old ones. A little bit later in the show, we'll play you some of the latest Biden gaffes. And it's an interesting thing to contrast because Biden has always been a gaffe machine, and that's how they are justifying Biden's performance now. Well, that's just Joe. You know, that's good old Uncle Joe. That's good old lunch pail Joe. But the gaffes now are because of massive mental lapses, and it's obvious for anybody to see. And that's why his wife is almost always sitting next to him now. They get him on teleprompter for short bits. These live interviews for Joe Biden are absolutely devastating. Not because he hasn't always been a gaffe machine, not because he hasn't been a plagiarizer and a liar, not because he hasn't used his family, his political connections to embellish the wealth of his family, put his son in positions of tremendous money-making potential when he's not qualified for any of it. But because now the gaffes are not only because he was never that bright, but because he is not all there anymore. And that's pretty clear for all to see. Let's just play one more real quick. It's short. This was a classic Joe Biden talking about FDR. See if you can catch it.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
Did you get that? If you don't know it, if you hadn't heard it before and don't already know it, let me know if you know it now. 303-696-1971. What was the gaffe on the FDR moment for Joe Biden? It was really pretty bad. And, compare those old gaffes of stupidity with the way Joe Biden sounds now.
But my point is that I think you just got to follow the science. Listen to the experts. Listen to the Faucis of the world. And if that's the case, it's the case. But we cannot let this... We've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never, never let our democracy take second fiddle. We can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
Okay. That is going to be the keeper of the nuclear codes, the manager of all things national and international, supposedly in the best interests of America. I don't think so. And meanwhile, while all of this is going on for everybody to see, and I realize we are distracted about the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. I never know what to call that thing. I am not going to call it COVID or COVID-19. That's ridiculous. There have been a bunch of coronaviruses. This is COVID-19 because it started in 2019. And it doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't remind you that it is the Chinese Communist Party, through their lying and deception and their low standards, does not appear to be a bioweapon. Don't buy into that yet. Although, remember when we were talking about how this thing came out of China and the different causes, the wet markets, believing that it was probably an experiment that went wrong in the lab? That now appears ever more likely to be true, even though we were called conspiracy theorists for talking about that then as well. And so, you know, we may learn that it was more intentional than we know right now, but I'm not saying that it is. I don't know it. Just remember, as we move forward through learning more about this, what the conspiracies were, people who were considered conspiracy theorists back when this whole thing started rolling out are being proven to be true right now, at least as far as the origins of what we know about this thing. So, but should it, the CCP virus, you know, the average person isn't going to know what CCP means. They may think that's some variation on coronavirus. The Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, what do you think? What should we continue to call this thing as we find out about all of the worldwide devastation that it has created? 303-696-1971. Before we go to break, we'll talk to Lauren Boebert on the other side. Big, big victory in CD2. She will be the top line on the ballot ahead of the incumbent Scott Tipton. But before we do that, I just want to tell you, I don't know how many of you even look at the Denver Post anymore, but I always keep an eye on it. In fact, I've written and had stuff published in there, and it's our statewide newspaper. We have to understand what they're doing. And on page 5, it would have been page 1 if I'm sure if Governor Polis had not issued some additional restrictions on our behavior as a result of the Chinese Wuhan virus. Page 5, Colorado lawmaker wants gardener investigated, ethics violation alleged. It's fake news. I'll tell you about it a little bit later in the show. But let's take our pause now so we can spend some really fun time with the pistol herself. I mean, this lady has taken over Western Slope politics by storm. Her name's Lauren Boebert, and she will join us next. So I hope you stay with us. It's Wake Up with Randy Corporan here at 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please sing him.
Man, I'll tell you, I've been so amped up this week. This campaigning is just, I don't know, it's like getting ready for a trial, especially a week or two long trial where you just do all of this grueling stuff and then you're out there, you're talking to people. At the end of one day, you're scrambling around to adjust to what was accomplished that day and then, you know, get busy for the next morning. And so letting the bumper music play out a little bit has felt kind of good, trying to relax now that the voting is actually underway at the Republican State Assembly. And I watch the Rules Committee and the Credentials Committee. Those reports are now out there. The National Delegates list is up on the screen right now. People can actually vote this thing from right now via phone or text if you didn't request a paper ballot, all the way through to Monday night at 11:59 p.m. So relax a little bit. You know, if you're watching the Assembly online, as I am, you can also listen to the show, give us a call, let us know what you're thinking. And if you're having any trouble getting this electronic voting figured out, it's pretty easy once you have the ticket. And just give me a call after the show and I'll walk you through it with absolutely no improper influencing of your vote, I promise. Now, real quick, before we go to our great guest, the lot of text messages are rolling in on the 710 KNUS app. And, of course, somebody got the answer right away to that Biden-FDR gaffe. Very short one.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the, you know, the princes of greed.
Yeah, that was it. Franklin Roosevelt got on television, or as Biden would say, Franklin Roosevelt got on television when the stock market crashed. There was no television then, Joe. None. So thanks to the mystery texter who got in with that answer, and man, texts are pouring in. So we'll get to them in just a little bit. But before we bring on our guest, I think she'll enjoy this as well. This was back on September 20th, almost 7 months ago. Seems like forever. 7 months ago in Aurora, down there by the Justice Center, Town Hall, whatever, Lauren Boebert showed up to say hello to then-presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke.
Thank you so much for taking my question. My name is Lynn, and I drove down here from Rifle, Colorado to speak with you today. I was one of the gun-owning Americans that heard your speech and heard what you had to say regarding, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AR...
Let's be respectful. Let's 47. Be respectful.
Well, I am here to say, hell no, you're not. So, with that, I would like to know how you intend to legislate evil, because it is not the gun, it is the heart of the man that does that. We all have stories. Excuse me?
Let's allow her to finish, please, please, please.
We can all have these stories. We all have the experiences. I was living in Aurora during Columbine. I had just recently moved when the Aurora shootings happened, yet I have very close ties here. Yet all of those people were there defenseless. They had no way to defend themselves against a crazed shooter. So I want to know how you intend to legislate the hearts of men and leave American citizens like myself, American mothers. I have 4 children. I'm 5'0", 100 pounds. Cannot really defend myself with a fist.
Yeah, I mean, there's more to that, but I've got the live deal waiting on the line, and I'm so grateful. Lauren Boebert, good morning, and congratulations, top line on the CD2 ballot. Wow.
Yes. Good morning, Randy. Hey, you know, I love that Beto experience so much. I was not planning on that to go viral the way it did. I didn't even know that there was going to be news crews there. I didn't think that he was that important. He was polling at less than 1% at that time. I just wanted to go and tell him what so many others were thinking. And that really just exploded. And I love it so much. I don't care if you're running for president of the United States of America or dog catcher. If you are threatening the rights and the liberties of Americans, you darn well better believe that you will be held accountable for what you say and what you are proposing to do. And I went down there because I didn't see anybody else doing it. I didn't see my congressman going down there and standing up to him. So someone had to.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I'm so glad you did. I would have never met you. I've gotten to spend some time with you and watch how you interact with people. Obviously, it's made an incredible difference up there in CD2, where Scott Tipton has had the seat for what now? Four terms?
Five terms. CD3.
Yeah, CD3. Yes. I'm sorry. See, I'm bad with names and with numbers. But,
that's right. You know, yeah, he's been there 10 years. And, you know, I'm for term limits. And most of us conservative Republicans are.
I just got a text in from a buddy who shares a very excellent name in my book, especially if you're voting today in the Colorado Republican State Assembly. First name is Randy, and he says, that lady is badass. And, you know, he's right. He's right, because the people in CD3 seem to have noticed. What was the percentage of your victory over Scott Tipton on this ballot?
Well, despite the whisper campaign that took place by so many of the county chairs, to write in his Scott Tipton's name, I won 56% of the delegate votes. And, you know, I value this assembly process so greatly. I decided from the very beginning that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to go through the assembly and earn the support of the voters and I didn't want to collect signatures on a petition. Last year, I collected nearly 20,000 signatures for different issues. I was the second largest signature gatherer for National Popular Vote, so we could get it on the ballot this November and repeal that nonsense. And my congressman didn't say anything about it. In fact, when I called his office and said, hey, we need your position of authority and influence to give voice to what's happening to us here, I was told, no, we're focused on 2020 elections. Well, that rang true whenever he decided to invest in hiring petition circulators to collect signatures to get his name on the primary ballot. So he chose to bypass the assembly process, and now we are in a primary, and I can't wait to win June 30th.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And for people who are inspired by that clip, because, you know, that is just a simple example of citizens stepping up. Mom, four kids. Yeah, you defend yourself using your God-given constitutional right to carry 5 foot, the great equalizer for you against anybody who would try to interfere with your right to exist and all of those kinds of things. And because of taking that stand, all of this momentum grew behind you, and you felt the calling to run for office, and now you're on the top line of the ballot for CD3. But it's, you know, beating an incumbent is extremely hard. And you mentioned that the chairs up there are aligned against you, and and that's a little bit in my mind, that's surprising, because chairs are not supposed to exhibit any bias during the primary for, you know, elected officials. And so if they're doing that, they really should be called out about it. How do you go around that? How do you develop momentum? How can people help you who are inspired by hearing that clip and hearing you now?
Well, the chairs are really the minority in this race. So, I mean, I might have 10 that are against me here. And developing their own whisper campaign or anything, but it's the people who I want to support, the people who are truly affected by who gets into office and represents them. For far too long, Mr. Tipton has voted alongside Nancy Pelosi. He's granted millions amnesty and wasted billions of taxpayer dollars, and he's cuddling up to the likes of Jared Polis to push the Green New Deal, all these types of energy schemes. I can point directly to Congressman Tipton and say he is at fault for us losing our energy industry here in the western slope of Colorado. We have coal-fired energy plants that are shutting down. Our coal mines are shutting down. Our natural gas production is shutting down. Why? Because Congressman Tipton and Jared Polis got together nearly 10 years ago and decided to push forward the Green New Deal and incentivize wind and solar on our federal lands by subsidizing them. Do you know how much revenue we have lost with our energy industries going down? If you go down to Nucala and Matarita, this more than 80% of their revenue comes from their coal, and it's shut down. And you can look all through the congressman's website. I have not seen anything about him defending our good, clean energy here and to secure those jobs. In fact, I did find a quote. I think it was just back in 2019, and he praised the revenue sharing system because he said that it would incentivize state and county governments to welcome renewable energy development on public land. When I went and I toured the coal-fired energy plant in Craig, Colorado, I said, why are you guys doing this? Why are you shutting down this good, clean energy? You have 30 years of coal left here in your mind. Why are you doing this? He said, nobody's fighting for us anymore. Wow. Our congressman is pushing forward this bill and incentivizing these renewables on our public lands. And frankly, we're out of private lands. We've gobbled them all up, and we need federal lands to open up to put our solar fields on.
Well, Lauren, you're going to need help. You're going up against an incumbent. There's a lot of entrenched support that's built in on the national level as well as the local level. So how can people help you right now as you now gear up for the primary election in June?
Yes, well, it is going to take a lot of help, a lot of grassroots help, but that's the best kind because these are the people who are passionate and want to be involved. So go to laurenforcolorado.com. With all of this COVID, I'm not able to have events and shake hands with people like we were doing on a daily basis for months. My campaign manager and I were on the road every day from the beginning of December until we were shut down with all of this COVID. I had to cancel so many events. So laurenforcolorado.com, the more help that I get there, the more I can spread my message. And when people hear my message of freedom, of giving a voice to the issues that matter to us most, and defending our rights and limiting government, they want to get involved, and they want new blood in office. They want someone who will stand strong for what they believe in, rather than just shrug their shoulders and say, we're in the minority. I'm one of 435. There's not much I can do here. No, we need the Jim Jordans. We need the Matt Gaetz. We need the Dan Crenshaws. We need the people who will stand up, even in the minority, and make a difference and hold these people accountable. Bring the issues back to the people and develop a battle plan on how we can be victorious and successful. And with that, I want to say that I have full intentions of being a member of the Freedom Caucus when I am elected into Congress. I have met with members of the Freedom Caucus, and these are the most conservative members of Congress. They are the only ones who debate the constitutionality of a bill before they vote on it. And I am very eager to receive an invitation to be a part of them and be influential with them. I won't be a useless freshman. I will have influence because of the people I surround myself with. And Congressman Tipton is ineligible to receive an invitation from them because he is not conservative enough.
Well, I know for certain I can help facilitate that if you get on to the main ballot after this primary in June. So one more time, it's Lauren for Colorado. That's L-A-U-R. I don't know what my problem is. I've been talking all week. You know how I feel. It's campaigning yes. business. L-A-U-R-E-N-F-O-R, Colorado, laurenforcolorado.com. And I know we'll be talking a lot, and we'll certainly have you on as things progress. Good luck to you. Congratulations again. Top line in CD3 over the incumbent, Scott Tipton. That's yes. pretty cool. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you, Randy.
Better believe it. See you soon. All right, we're going to get a couple of phone calls in here before the break, and just heard from Donald J. Trump, or Donald Trump Jr., there's a J at the end, Donald Trump Jr. at the Republican State Assembly. They just now went through the list of candidates, Cory Gardner and someone who's challenging him, all of the national committee men. Saw my picture float by there with my endorsements from Colorado State House Minority Leader Patrick Neville, and the founder of the Committee to Defend the President, retired State Senator Ted Harvey. Ken Buck is back up there now. They've shown the Trump slate of national delegates, and then they'll be showing, I don't think they're going to put up the pictures or the names of the delegates other than those who are on the Trump slate. I was honored to be on a Trump slate in CD6 and won that election. So the only thing I'm running for today, if you're a voter, is National Committee Man. I hope I've got your support, and reach out to your friends who are voting as well. Before we get to break, though, let's get a call in here from Alex in Littleton. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey. So I'm completely with Lauren. If she were running in a district that I lived in, I would be voting for her 100%. That being said, what do you make of the fact that Trump appeared with Scott Tipton at his Colorado Springs rally a couple months back and endorsed him?
Well, you know, Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He wants majorities in the House and in the Senate. He knows that typically incumbents are the victors in these reelection campaigns. He's not an ideologue. He's not a, you know, constitutional conservative, as folks like me who support him like to think of ourselves. He's a pragmatist and a populist. And I think if he got to know Lauren, if she does well as we head into this primary election, who knows, something could change. But I think it's pure pragmatism. And sometimes, you know, the grassroots has to just stand up. And you can bet darn well that if she actually wins the primary election in June, that Donald Trump will give his full-throated support. And really, Lauren Boebert is much more aligned with the things that Donald Trump is talking about, especially when it comes to the Second Amendment, energy, and all of those kinds of things, sure seems to me. How about you?
As I said, I'm behind Lauren 100%. I'd much rather have her than Tipton. I'd much rather have either of them than a Democrat, although there's not much difference when Tipton's involved.
Yep. All right, Alex, well, those will be the arguments we'll have, and we'll have a lot of them between now and June. I thank you for waiting, and have a great rest of your weekend, sir. All right. 18 minutes to go until 9 o'clock, top of the hour. Dr. Gerard Lamiro. Haven't had him on the show in a long, long time because he's supposed to be dead. and he will tell you how Donald Trump saved his life. That's the top of the hour. In the meantime, you and me, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. We'll have a little fun with the Biden gaffes, new and old, just to draw that contrast. And then why in the world is the media completely stonewalling the rape allegation, the rape investigation into creepy Joe Biden? We'll talk about it next here. Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Let's jump right over that music. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner is addressing the Colorado State Assembly right now. We'll join him live.
Economic growth and job growth and wage growth. We will rise together in Colorado to make sure that each and every corner of our state survives to succeed. We will fight together to make sure that every corner of our great state is better tomorrow than it was the day before. That's what we have in all of our hearts to do, to rise together, to stand together, to be united as a country, as a Republican Party. Today, we recognize the 245th anniversary of the ride of Paul Revere, one if by land, two if by sea. And the challenges that we face today are not too unsimilar from what we faced then, a challenge to rise together as a nation, a challenge to fight back against those who would undermine us, a challenge against an enemy that seems to be all around us. But again, the challenges that we will overcome. I was reminded as I put together comments for today about another great challenging time in our country's history, a time reflected in Thomas's Paine, The Crisis. It was around the Revolutionary War when George Washington faced imminent defeat. His army was ready to give up. They were tired. They were losing. But Thomas Paine, who was with the army, caught that spirit of defiance and determination. He wrote a pamphlet called The Crisis. And here is what he said, and I'm going to paraphrase this. "I call not upon a few," he said. "Lay your shoulders to the wheel. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet and repulse it." Over the last several years, we have brought the BLM headquarters to Colorado. We've opened up Space Command in Colorado Springs. We've seen historic tax cuts that led to a historic economic growth, and we can do it again. But we know what we face. The socialist left, as they want to take over our courts, they want to take over our country, and they want to take over our lives. But we in Colorado, we know better. Together we will rise. Together we will believe in this state. Because when we believe in Colorado, we can accomplish anything. Thank you to my fellow Colorado Republicans for the support you've given me the last 6 years in the United States Senate. I ask for your support. I ask for your confidence as we move forward with this great nation together, as we maintain our leadership in the White House, our majority in the U.S. Senate, retake the U.S. House, and grow from every seat across the state in our legislature the Republican values of freedom, opportunity, liberty, and of course, this great American way. Thanks to all of you across Colorado. God bless you.
Senator Cory Gardner, his live virtual address, or I guess his address to the virtual Colorado State Assembly, and his opponent, there's a woman running, I forget her name right now, but she had a recorded speech that was played, but it was during the break, so I couldn't get you to that. And but she was standing up in the mountains, snow blowing, very rugged looking. It was interesting to watch and hear, but I, because of the break and everything, I couldn't bring it to you. Anyway, people during the break were calling in, "How could we vote for you? How can we vote for you for Republican National Committee man?" You have to be a Colorado State delegate and a voting member in the Colorado State Assembly today. If that describes you, then send me an email at RBC for Colorado, F-O-R Colorado, RBC, F-O-R Colorado, or call me, my cell phone, 303-885-2550, 885-2550. I want to unpack this fake news story in the Denver Post about Cory Gardner and an ethics violation in a minute. But right now we've got Jack on the line, and we always love hearing from our buddy up north in Wyoming. Good morning, Jack.
Randy, I wouldn't have called you except you tickled my funny bone with Biden's statement on FDR. Now, he obviously misspoke. He meant to say FDR went on the internet, not television. Maybe that was before Al Gore invented the internet. So, I mean, right. You know, it's kind of, you know, that's what, Randy, we need more Democrats. We just got to get some more Democrats.
This guy is just, it is frightening to me that the other major party in the country who held the presidency for the last 8 years, who is so desperate to take out Donald Trump, would tolerate this man being their front man now, because he's just clearly, he's always been a mess, but now he is losing his mind.
Well, yeah, well, the mind of Democrats has been captive to unknown forces for many years.
Yeah.
And the higher up they get in the party, the more delusional they get. Look what you have for a governor, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it is something down here. And the orders have gotten stricter. And this Sunday, tomorrow, around 1 o'clock, libertarians are putting on a freedom movement. I'd like to learn more about that. If anybody's got some information, 303-696-1971 at the state capitol. Anything else before we let you go, Jack? Since you're not a voting member in the Colorado State Assembly today, you're really of no use to me.
Well, that's nothing changed there.
No, right.
The only thing I would say is the most important thing that people in the state of Colorado can do, and I still vote down there because I own property in Wyoming and Colorado, and I can vote wherever I feel like it. But the most important thing that people can do is get rid of Polis. I mean, that guy has got to go.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple years before we can make that happen, but you're right. Those wheels need to be spinning right now. And hey, real quick, Jack, since you're up in Wyoming, what kind of restrictions are in place in Wyoming? Are you around any big cities? Are you paying attention to what's happening up there?
Yeah, I mean, I'm near Cheyenne. I go into Cheyenne 2 or 3 times a week. Of course, I'm in Evergreen half the time, too. And I go into the King Supers in Evergreen. I go into the one here in Cheyenne. And basically, it's about the same thing. I mean, everybody's taking the same precautions. They all have the face covers on. And I don't see any difference in it. But there's so many. There's the impact of the virus in Wyoming has been much less. You would think they'd be more relaxed, but they're not. They're taking it seriously up there.
Very, very interesting. Well, much appreciated. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Good old Jack in Wyoming. Jack's line is open, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. And at the top of the hour, what a story this is going to be. If you've been listening to my show for a long time, you know Dr. Gerard Lamiro, a very prolific author, excellent, excellent books, a numbers cruncher. He predicts trends and predicts elections. And he came close in 2018, and he will say that his numbers were very, very close, and I guess they were. I don't understand the details too much, but here's the deal with him. Besides being so well-grounded in our principles, and besides being just someone that's really fun to talk to and learn from, he shouldn't be here right now. Stage 4 lung cancer, I got a text from him. I heard from him when he was in the ICU. Was given a very short time to live, and when we come back at the top of this hour, he will tell you how President Donald J. Trump saved his life. So I hope you'll stay with us. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran here at 710 KNUS.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. The weekend is here. Stay inside. Watch television. For heaven's sakes, don't go out because the safety officers could be called. Let's take a look at that horrible event that's going to come Saturday night. That's going to be a fundraiser to attack Donald Trump. And then, of course, Gridlock Denver. And we're back here on Monday at 5 a.m. Join Billy Thorpe and me, 710 KNUS.
Peter Boyles, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 on News Talk 710 KNUS.